This news update is being brought to you by Courtney Manor Bad Axe. By Maurer Electric for all your electrical needs. See the professionals at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. Also by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Tuscola County residents with past criminal convictions will have an opportunity to clear their records at an expungement fair Saturday, November 1st, 2025, from 12 p.m. noon to 4 p.m. at the Tuscola County Courthouse. The event is hosted by Safe and Just Michigan, a Lansing-based nonprofit focused on reducing the harms of the criminal legal system and promoting community safety. Eligible participants can meet with attorneys at no cost to help prepare expungement applications, complete fingerprinting, and obtain certified conviction copies, which are all necessary for court filings. Certain offenses are not eligible, including repeat drunk driving, crimes punishable by life, serious injury or death traffic crimes, commercial driving offenses, felony domestic violence with prior convictions, and all out-of-state or federal convictions. Tuscola County District Judge Jason E. Bitzer said the expungement process focuses on rehabilitation, saying, quote, "One bad decision can forever change a person's life," unquote. He also added that he emphasized that petitioners must show lasting positive change. Residents can get more information through the Michigan Attorney General's office under the Expungement Assistance section, or by visiting the courthouse during the event. For more information on this, make sure you read the full article at thumbnet.net. Huron County Commissioners approved several expenditures and staffing changes during Wednesday's meeting. Approval was given to purchase a new computer for Michigan State University Extension from Dell Technologies for $861, and a radar trailer for the Sheriff's Office from All Traffic Solutions Incorporated for $12,428. On the staffing front, Bailey Tulaski was hired as a casual employee in the building and zoning office at $15 per hour. Randy Smuglinski will transfer to a full-time enforcement officer position in the court with a salary of $65,629. The board also approved reassigning the district court attorney magistrate / attorney referee to the front of the court office as attorney referee and juvenile attorney referee. Caitlin Iden will transfer to a full-time senior equalization assistant position in the equalization office with a salary of $42,027. Resigning from her previous role as a count clerk caseworker in the front of the court office. And newly appointed 73B District Court Probate Judge Julian Ferris objected to the staffing changes, citing lack of input and the need for additional space for court operations. Her concerns were discussed briefly during the committee of the whole meeting that followed. And we'll be right back with your news, but first here's a message from our sponsors at Ashley Home Store. So stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News will be right back.
It's that time of year for the Spooktacular Savings Event going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. No tricks here, just treats, with one-and-done clearance blowouts on dining tables, sectionals, sofas, side tables, accent chairs, and more. Ashley and Bad Axe has scary good deals just for you. For a limited time, you can get up to 45% off accessories to add the finishing touches to your space. Plus, get up to 30% off store-wide. And right now, there's Sleep Gallery savings with prices so low, it's scary. From twin to king, firm to plush, Ashley and Bad Axe carries all major mattress brands, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. And don't forget, while you're in store, check out our selection of clearance adjustable bases to match. Save up to 30% off area rugs, too, and take advantage of these spectacular savings happening now through Halloween. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs, chairs and adjustable bases. We have something for every stage of life. Shop
the North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Welcome back. A local high school student is bringing back a long-lost tradition for Owendale High School, a homecoming football game. What started as a simple conversation has turned into a full community event. The special homecoming game between the law enforcement class at the HATC and Owendale School will take place this Saturday, October 18th at 11 a.m. Thumb Broadcasting correspondent Sydney Sutliff, which is yours truly, has the story for you.
It all began in a law class at the Huron Area Tech Center, where 17-year-old Lily Patzel was chatting with a classmate, who also happened to be Owendale's quarterback for their football team, when she learned something quite surprising.
Asking about their homecoming, and she was like, no, we haven't had a football game in like 5 years. And I was like, what are you talking about? You don't have like a homecoming like football game? And they were like, no, change it to a volleyball game. And I was like, well, do you want a football game?
That conversation with her classmate sparked an idea. Lily then reached out to Owendale and offered to have her law class form a team to play a friendly exhibition game. And the response was almost immediate.
Honestly, did not expect an answer or even a reply, and I emailed their superintendent.
Now the two teams are preparing for a six-man flag football game, but organizing it hasn't been easy.
So communication has definitely been a kind of step back, just because their superintendent is obviously very busy with what they're doing.
Despite the challenges, Lily says the spirit behind the game is what really matters.
For me, it's more so we can provide them with an experience.
Reporting from the Thumb, I'm Sydney Sutliff, Thumb Broadcasting.
Students at Bad Axe Elementary and Middle School are being recognized for their outstanding achievements this month. At the Bad Axe Elementary, honorees include Shay Coughlin, Hazel Bumba, Nori Weller, Echo Cross, Braylon Bersky, Briella Popham, Anastasia Simpson, Mavis Williams, Josie Walshlegger, and Claire Ozentoski. At Bad Axe Middle School, the students recognized are Axel Buckland, Isaac Bailey, Maya Bolzman, Gabby Clark, Marin Strait, Adelaide Loffer, Cambry Sharamsky, Sadie Fisher, Haley Prill, and Amia Anderson. Also recognized, but not included in the picture on our website at thumbnet.net, is Cora McCoy. Thumb Broadcasting wants to congratulate all the students honored at Bad Axe Elementary and Middle School. And we'll be right back with some more news, but first, here's another message from our sponsors at Courtney Manor. So stay tuned, your Thumb Broadcasting news. We'll be right back.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
Welcome back. About 100 people gathered last night, at Jim Hicks Veterans Memorial Park in Bad Axe to honor conservative activist Charlie Kirk on what would have been his 32nd birthday. The service, organized by local churches from Huron and Saginaw counties, featured prayers and remarks from area pastors, with attendees encouraged to wear red as a sign of unity. Law enforcement from multiple agencies was on hand as a precaution. Luke Deming of the Huron County Republican Party, who helped organize this event, said the goal was to keep it faith-based, not political, calling it, quote, a great event to bring awareness to Kirk's life, mission, and unity, unquote. Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, was fatally shot last month while speaking at Utah Valley University. Earlier Tuesday, current President Donald Trump awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is issuing a new warning about computer ransomware as part of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, urging residents and businesses to stay alert and take necessary precautions. Nessel says ransomware can be financially and operationally devastating, infecting devices, encrypting files, and locking users out of their files until a ransom is paid. But she adds that these attacks are often preventable with strong security habits. One of the most common ways ransomware spreads is through phishing, fake emails or messages that look legitimate but contain malicious links or attachments. The Attorney General's office recommends using regularly updating security software, installing system updates promptly, verifying suspicious messages before clicking, avoiding use of public Wi-Fi, and backing up important internal data or external data to cloud storage. For more information on this or to report any sort of ransom or phishing, go to thumbnet.net. We'll be right back with your news. Here's another message from our sponsor at Mauer Electric, so stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News. We'll be right back.
Mauer Electric of Bedex, the most experienced Thumb Area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Mauer Electric services most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Mauer Electric of Bedex.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Mauer Electric of Bedex.
Here are your obituaries for the hour. Shannon K. Drabuski, age 53, of Ubley, Michigan, passed away peacefully on October 9th, 2025. She was born in Pigeon on December 22nd, 1971. She is survived by her husband, Dave Drabuski, her sons, Matthew and Melissa Lepic, Trevor Drabuski, Tyler and Sydney Drabuski, and her granddaughter, Macy Drabuski. She is also survived by her parents, Linda and Roll Rhodes, her siblings, Brenda, Janelle, Brandon, Justin, and her nieces, Megan and Nikki. A celebration of life and remembrance will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m., located at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club, with readings and reflections from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., with a lunch and drink to follow. Condolences may be shared with the family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And in lieu of sending any flowers, the family asks you kindly donate them to the Thumb Area Animal Shelter, which is located at 2260 South Elkton Road in Elkton, Michigan. On October 8, 2025, Andrew Michael Lapka gained his wings at the age of 72 at his home with his family by his side. Andrew was born on July 26, 1953 in Bad Axe. On October 27th of 2000, he married the love of his life, Susan Townley. Andrew is survived by his wife of 25 years, Susan Lapka of Bad Axe, his daughter, Heather Lapka of Caseville, and grandson, Scott Walters of Caseville, his son, Matt Lapka, and granddaughters, Kayla and Emily of Macomb County, and the mother of his children, Denise Lapka of Caseville. He also leaves behind his sister, Deb and Dave Butcher, and brother, Richard and Sharon Subsack, both of Bad Axe, including many nieces and nephews, and his best buddy, Larry Janik. In keeping with his wishes, cremation has taken place, and there will be no services. Condolences may be shared with Andrew's family at www.kauffmanfuneralhome.com. For more news, information, weather, sports, and obituaries, make sure you go to our website at thumbnet.net. Coming up, we have some precise weather. So, Russ, how's the weather looking?